Thank you very much. But first, please allow me to ask you for a moment of silence in commemoration and in respect for the 35,000 people of Palestine who have been genocided in Gaza since October 7. Thank you. This is our traditional embroidery. It's handmade embroidery. And this shawl was made by my friend Hind, who has been forced to leave Gaza neighborhood to Khan Yunis area due to the continuous airstrikes and ground incursions of Israeli military occupation. Now, I don't know where Hind is. I hope she's still alive, and I hope that she will contact us again. Actually, the main topic that is raised here in this session about the axis of resistance from one side and about the global south, which I have titled my presentation, Global South and the Power of the Global South. The emergence of the latest development in Gaza after October 7 has shaken again the global world order and has shown us that the Israeli military occupation backed up, supported, sponsored, actually run by the U.S. administration. The U.S. administration has full power to call for a ceasefire immediately after this war started, but they chose not to do so because they are totally implicit in this war. And this is not the only war that was taking place by American unipolar and its allies. Since 1989, the U.S. has been inflicting wars against the people of the South. And we can count a number of wars. And also in Europe, if you remember the Balkan War, where Eastern Europe were divided into many states and where millions of people have been affected about this. And later on, if we go on, there is 2001 war against Afghanistan, then Iraq, then what they call the Arab Spring, where seven Arab countries were targeted by the USA. Now, after October 7, change, as I said, has changed. The power of the Global South is rising while the American unipolar is declining. When we see that the state of Yemen, who's still under war by, again, the U.S. and its allies in the area, neighbors of Yemen, had taken a strategic decision to close the Straits of Bab el-Mandeb and to prevent any Israeli ship, later on any American and British ship, to go through the Red Sea, we will see that this strategic decision by Yemen was taken and was inflicting not only the region, but the global trade. Imagine that the Israeli colonial apartheid system is crippled. Its economy is crippled. No ships are coming from China, their major partner in commerce. No ship that is affiliated to Europe, which has any contacts or connection with the colonial apartheid regime in Palestine, is allowed to go through the Red Sea. The Yemeni people, the Yemeni resistance, did not use this weapon while they were enduring a war, a global war, by the US and Yemeni neighbors. They didn't use this strategic weapon, but they used it in favor of Palestine, in support of Palestine, because they are principled resistance. And after all, they are defending humanity. They are defending integrity of the people of the area. That's why we think that the global South has such power, economic, military, and population-wise. I think the time will come soon where we can see the global South rising and kicking the US out of the region totally and containing it into its borders. We need to have mechanism, and this is probably must be discussed in a different session. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you.